Tea Sippers. Welcome back to The Tea Ain't Always Sweet, serving tea as extra as Lorianne Gibson because it's too much neck taquita. My name is John. Your
face! Your face! Once again. Your face! My name is Britt, and it's another episode of The Tea Ain't Always Sweet. I don't know what that was about. So I was really lost. I was like, wait, what? And I couldn't, wow. I couldn't get what you're putting down quick enough, and my face reflected that. Wait, so what was that? What did Lorianne Gibson do?
It was a clip from Making the Band from mm-hmm. years and years ago. And there was this girl, Takeda, when they were doing the Danny mm-hmm. Kane season. And so, like, she was dancing with Lorianne Gibson. I said, one, I'm a little upset because I definitely sent this video clip to the group chat, like, 2 weeks ago. And so that shows that you didn't, watch it. But Lorianne was just really getting on Takeda. And at one point, like, Takeda did this move and Lorianne just stopped. She's like, it's too much! It's too much neck, Takeda! She was so extra. It was too much. It was too much for me. As Lorianne screamed out, it's too much. I was like, it's too much, Lori. It's too much.
I gotta go watch the clip now. Oh my gosh. I love Lorianne Gibson. She's the best.
Yeah, it's in the group chat.
Well, now that I've been sufficiently called out, welcome to another episode, guys. Great to have all our listeners back, whoever they are.
Whoever stuck with us through our hiatus.
Yes, this is season 2, episode, I don't know.
We don't do seasons over here.
Oh, I thought we did.
We don't do seasons. We don't do seasons in this house. We worship the Lord.
We don't talk about Kanye.
Okay.
Okay. That poor child. Who was that child?
I hope Kanye paid her.
I hope so, too. Are they getting divorced still?
Because apparently the Sunday service... I hope so. Apparently the... Oh, I shouldn't say that. But no, because apparently he didn't really pay the Sunday service
choir. That's fair. I did hear that too. Yeah. I mean, they were dressing rags.
No, they did all that sinning. They did all that sinning, and Kanye didn't pay them.
I mean, shame. I knew something was wrong when they just had no color to their clothes, and it was all... Target sweatpants and sweatshirts, and I said something isn't right here. Something is just not right, you know. And that's interesting.
I knew something was wrong when they took a song about being nutted on and made it a gospel.
I wish you guys had never told me. I was happy just to listen to it.
Oh goodness!
I really didn't think that was what that song was about. I'm forever changed.
It was about being nutted on. Oh,
I'm pretty sure that's not what SWV really meant.
That is what SWV really meant.
Oh, my God. Girls.
And who is the girls?
Everyone.
That meme took me the fuck out. I'm sorry. Because it's so me.
Honestly, it's been you this whole time. And now it's like creeping into like our parental units. Now they're using the term the girls. And I'm like, I can't. I'm good, love.
Just mine.
So it's interesting that you brought up Kanye because this episode is about social media. Boom.
Yeah. We're going to be social about social media. Ooh, is that the episode title?
Could be. We'll see. Find out next time on Dragon Ball
We'll see. Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z. Ooh, nerd.
Ew, guess. No. What did I tell you? What did I tell you last time? No. Golly. This episode's on social media and the unsweet topics that comes with it, which is basically every fucking thing with social media. It's awful. It's an awful, awful construct of society, and it needs to be demolished.
Okay, so let me pull up the original question you sent me based on social... No, I'm not scrolling through all that bullshit.
Wow, you call my conversation bullshit?
No, because we... called our
conversation. Isn't it just about, like, what type of food we wanted to eat?
Yeah, it's probably. There was a section, once again, there's a section in here where, you know, I mentioned food that I was going to cook that you couldn't eat and use.
That's fair. That's fair. I did do that. Apologies. But.
So the original question, I found it.
Go for it.
So the original question you posted to me, and then we have multiple things we'll probably talk about with social media, but you said, is there a way for popular social media outlets to be mentally healthier for the public?
Okay, well, let me tell you why I asked that. So,
yes, ma'am.
I was scrolling through Instagram on my fake page that my friend made for me.
Your Finsta.
Finsta.
You were scrolling through Insta on your Finsta.
I can't. For my bestie and a Tezzy, like, I can't do it.
Oh, that was so good. Is that my bestie and a Tesla?
No.
I was like, are you kidding me?
No.
I think Tesla already has five words.
He likes controllable. Stop it. Stop with the acronyms and the nicknames. I can't. It's a great song. Best Friend by Saweetie and Doja Cat, by the way, everybody. Anywho.
Yes, Sweet
Tea. Okay. Wasn't expecting it. So, I was scrolling through Instagram, and just looking at, like, all these different, like, you know, influencers and pictures, and, like, everybody, and even, like, on different shows, everybody looks the same. Like, everybody looks beautiful, but it's the same. And I also was listening to Jasmine Sullivan's new album, Hotels. Please listen to it.
Hotels.
It's awesome. And she has a song called Girl Like Me, where she's talking about, like, oh, I wish I was, like, those Instagram girls, blah, blah, blah. And I said, interesting. And then I, you know, have been looking up a little bit more about Lori Harvey, because she is now with Michael B. Jordan, as everyone knows. And the hatred that has gone.
I am sorry. Can I just pause real quick? I'm Lori Harvey high.
Okay. That's fair.
Like, I don't know what her fan base would be called. I'm going to just call them the movers and shakers. But I, whatever her fan base is called,
where you're at.
I want an application. That's where I belong.
That's fair.
Lori Harvey Hive, to the day I die. Like, this young woman is pulling, yeah. And all rich niggas at that. Not mad. Cannot be mad at it.
Respect. I mean, I wasn't either, but it was interesting.
Even if she's with my man right now. Like, that's...
I'm just happy that...
There's a conflict, but...
No, I mean, like, most black women have been saying, we're just happy that he chooses a black woman sometimes. We know it's not a permanent thing, but hey, at least she's black this time. So, I'll take that. But...
When has he ever been with a white woman?
Most of the time. There's a whole controversy
around it. I never look at pictures of him with some other person. So I guess that's
a solution.
Because I like to live in ignorant bliss.
That's fair. That's fair.
My delusions keep me happy.
And I think...
So I don't know what you girls are doing, but my delusions over here in my head are keeping me very happy.
But it's funny because I do feel like that's something, like, I personally wasn't looking at pictures, but, like, articles are coming out about it. Like, around the Black Panther time, they're like, oh, you're in Black Panther, but you ain't really for the chocolate sort of thing. Anywho, but I was looking at Lori Harvey and that all that hatred around that, and I was just like, huh, like, social media is just, as we all know, everyone knows social media is toxic, and yet we engage in it more, I think, that we do healthy habits in our lives. Like, it's everywhere. It's on your phone, it's on TV, it's on the computer with TikTok and all that stuff. And I was just like, damn, like, it's created so many problems and stuff. Like, wouldn't it be nice to have, like, an actual, like, safe space social media? And they're slowly coming out, like, different channels on, like, TikTok and stuff like that and Instagram, like, you know, body positive stuff. But for the most part, it's, you know, the same Instagram model thing that you see.
Well, see, I guess the thing with social media is you can always find what you're looking for. There are definitely sexts, S-E-C-T-S, if y'all can't understand the word I'm saying. Sexts.
I really don't like how you pronounce it.
I'm trying my best to say it clearly.
I think we just move on.
Sexts. On social media, where you can find exact exactly what you're looking for. Oh God, move me through, Lord. Move me through the waters.
I want to, yeah.
But like, so like to the answer to the larger question of, is there a way for it to be more mentally like healthier for the public? Like, and I answered it in the text message that you sent me. I was like, not without seriously restricting what people can say in posts, because like, just like you can easily find the stuff you're looking for if you want to be mentally healthy, you can easily find the shit that will make you not mentally healthy. So the only way to do that is to like, you know, like while the topic of censorship is, you know, hot right now because, you know, Donald Trump lost his Twitter access. Thank the Lord, praise him. You know, that's what real censorship is, girl.
Right.
When they won't let you post what you want to post because, you know, they're trying to make, they want it to be more mentally healthy. I do think they did put in like protocols in place, like muting posts, muting people, blocking people, so you can
train in the background if you're wondering what the noise was.
I think it was a fire truck.
Oh, we were hearing two different sounds then. Oh, I hear it now. Yep.
I know what the train sounds like. You should too.
Yeah. I'm saying the train was going at the same time your fire truck was going. That's why I thought you were making a face because of that is excessive.
I know, it's sounding bad over here.
I think one of your townhouses is on fire.
As long as it don't come over here in this bitch, I'm okay.
Keep going.
I mean, bless, I hope no one's, I hope Amen. Everyone's okay. Yes. So, stop it. So, but yeah, like what I was saying, muting, blocking people, like that, there are definitely protocols in place where you can make your social media healthy for you, but I don't think there's a way to do it all in all. Like, I'm going to say it early and then explain my stance throughout this episode. Social media is what you make of it. But at the end of the day, it's fake. It's fake. It's not real. It's like reality TV. Reality TV is not real life. Social media is also fake as fuck.
That's true. I feel like...
I can't say it's all bad because, like, I've been trying to use social media now for more professional development. I lost the word I was about to use. But for more professional development.
You literally had a whole stroke. I was like, what happened?
You would have just told me you were off the clock.
I really would. The phone. I'm not on the clock until tomorrow night. Okay. Keep going.
I've been definitely using it for more like professional development endeavors. There that's what I was looking for. So, like I've been on Clubhouse a lot more. I've been on, you know, been using my Twitter promoting like the fact that I'm a developer and shit. And, you know, I call myself the pop culture professional. Right?
And that's not bad. Not bad at all. Okay, the wink part. We can get rid of that one. That part's okay. We can.
But it's definitely but social media is definitely what you make of it. Going to my point of that is fake though. Don't get caught up in it. Like the praise you receive, the attention you receive, the likes you receive. It's social media, and that doesn't necessarily translate into real life. That doesn't mean that person actually likes you. That doesn't mean that person actually like thinks anything more of you other than this was a cute picture or I relate to this post in some way or hey, you go girl. Like, you know, by liking
you know
shit.
That's funny you mentioned that because there is an episode on the TV series Black Mirror, which is on Netflix, which talks about social media getting to be so pervasive in our society that like everybody's doing everything they can to get likes on their page, and it even influences like you getting jobs, housing, all of that. Like, oh, you only have 400,000 likes. We don't think you're a good candidate for this job. Like, literally, everything was hinging on.
No, bitch, I would get nothing.
Yeah, and like society became based off of presence on social media. It was crazy. You guys go check it out. And it's funny that we're talking about it and that episode came to mind because, like, huh, people have thought about that. And I do think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Oh, definitely. Especially, like, when you think about things like stan culture, how pervasive that is on social media. Like, the way social media has integrated itself into society, I was actually, oh my God, the way social media has integrated itself into society. I was literally watching RuPaul's Drag Race yesterday. And so one of the judges on there, Ross Matthews, he was, you know, judging one of the queens, outfits. And so he wanted to use the word crafty. But he stopped himself short of saying it because he was like, I'm trying to find the word to use. Because normally I would say the word crafty, but last year I said that about a queen on the show and I got tore up on social media for it. So let me find a different word to use.
What's wrong with the word crafty?
And it's in the drag, like in the drag world, it can be kind of an insult saying someone's look is crafty. Like
it's like arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts. Like not really well, like childish, not really well put together. Like
gotcha,
arts and crafts.
Like, interesting.
But it's not, but it's also, it can be. I don't think it necessarily is, because like when you're judging these queens, you're judging them against one another. So it's like he wasn't going to use it in a, like on this show, it's all in context. He wasn't going to use it in a bad way, but considering the two queens that were surrounding the one queen he was currently judging, that girl's look was crafty in comparison. Like the other two were wearing like these expensive looking gowns and this other girl stuff just looked really
crafty,
avant-garde. Yeah. And crafty.
Interesting.
But it wasn't bad. It just was not the elegant gowns that was surrounding her.
Oh.
It fit the theme that they were going for. It just wasn't the elegant gowns that was surrounding her.
Interesting. I never knew about that. Like the different lingo. How many people have I offended by just talking?
Girl, that's just
And that's on another episode of the tea. Always sweet.
But no, the way social media, but like he had to be careful, like going to stan culture and everything, he had to be careful choosing his words because like I said, the stans destroyed him on social media for that last season. For calling, you know, another queen's look crafty. Even though, once again, it wasn't... It was one of those context things. And then, like... I'm speaking about Drag Race because it's the most recent show I can think about where social media is really influencing the show. Because, like, even the contestants themselves, like, last season on... Like, their last All-Stars season, they added this new twist in that was probably supposed to bring more drama to the show than what it actually did. The queens were very careful, like the queens were able to vote each other off. Like they were able to vote who was in the bottom. And like, so, how do I work this? The queens were able to vote who was in the bottom. I feel like that tactic was added to the show to add more drama to it, because reality TV, once again, not real. But the queens were very cautious about how they voted, because they knew the stan bases would attack them if they voted in a way that would have caused drama.
But like, that's what I'm saying. How does social media get so powerful that you had to, like, that people who never met and will never meet have such power over your life?
And that's the thing. Like, it's one of those things that's also a good and bad thing. It's that cancel culture people talk about. Because, like, say, I know you don't watch the show, so these names are going to mean nothing to you. But say, like, last season, like, Jujubee was thinking about voting for Shea Coulee to go home or to be in the bottom. Shea Coulee has a big fan base, so Jujubee decided not to. But say she did. Shea Coulee's fan base would have made sure that any drag show Jujubee was trying to do would have not been well attended, thus causing her to lose money and, you know, all this stuff. Like, in that case, it's a bad thing. When it's like, girls, this is just a TV show. Like, it's just a TV show. Like, what the fuck? Like, why are you doing this to this woman? Like, she's on a TV show. She's on a reality TV show. And she's doing what she has to do to get her name out there because drama sells.
But
I mean, she knew, because, I mean, she would have known. It would have been a big moment for her to vote Shea Coulee out. In the positive sense, though,
it's just cancel culture, weird.
In that sense, though, like, when it's someone that does something horrible, then we kind of root for it at the same time.
It's almost as if people don't have enough or anything really to do. Like, gone are the days of, like, being outside often. Like, I mean, we talk about, like, oh, kids are always on their phones. Like, no, it's the whole culture. Everyone, no one does, like, actual face-to-face stuff really anymore. Granted, yes, pandemic is different. But I think pandemic is making it worse in a sense, because all people can do is be on their phones, Twitter, whatever it is, and live vicariously through and put all their energies into fake things, because what else can they do? When you really think about it, it's terrifying.
Right. It's like I said, social media is fake because you can put out there whatever you want to put out there. It doesn't have to be true or not. But then the real consequences of it are people start believing it as reality, and that's the problem. Like, it's been said before, but like, whenever Future is in another court case over child support, so, you know, 3 months ago and probably about 6 months in the future, niggas always get so up in arms over how much money he has to pay his baby mamas. And the reason they get so up in arms is because Future can post stuff on his social media and they like his music. They start thinking it's their life. And so they also keep thinking, well, if this situation ever happened to me, I wouldn't want to pay no woman $15,000 a month for their child. But nigga, you wouldn't, because you don't make that much money when you would have to.
But you can't separate you're broke. Anymore.
Exactly. So it's like, you're broke. What you're forgetting is you're broke. He has the money to do that. You are.
Do you
broke.
Think the one to be classified as like a mental health issue? It almost seems like it can be.
It almost can be. Like, I think social media is causing new mental health issues, because people really be forgetting what's
real. It's a delusion sort of thing.
What's real and what's real because of social
media. Like, why do you care so much about somebody you've never met and will never meet and has no bearing on your life? But it's like a way to, it's a form of escapism.
Right. And then and this escapism breeds entitlement, because like, not only why do you care, then you feel entitled. Like, when that person wants to take a break from posting things and doesn't want to share, then you get upset.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot.
You feel like you deserve to know information that, like, when Nicki Minaj had her baby, you know, a lot of her stans were like, tell her the name, give us a picture, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, let her just enjoy the baby.
And they're like, well, we deserve to know.
The baby is sucking the milk out her titties. Like, just let her
suck
the
baby suck the milk out her titties. Whatever.
Can it suck the milk out of those titties? Are those titties real? We know the ass ain't. That wasn't meant to be shade. That wasn't meant to be shade.
It was super shady.
I was just asking valid questions.
That's a whole palm tree you threw.
Valid questions.
Whatever. That was rude. But I'm here for it. You know me. I don't know. I actually had to look that up. I feel like, no. Maybe.
No, what? I'm sorry.
About breastfeeding.
I know I asked it.
Wow.
About.
Oh, God. just no. No to anything you said. I don't know. That's a good question. Like, are the mammary glands still there? I don't know. But the more we talk about it, the more like, damn, this shit is terrifying. Like, whew. I mean, I know how social media affects me. I know sometimes how we'll be pressured just to get an episode out, and I'm like, why? But then you still feel.
Who's pressuring us?
I don't know.
We're pressuring ourselves. Yes.
But that's the whole point.
Yeah. I mean, but even with, you know what? That's another thing. Even with this podcast, like, pressuring myself, like, sometimes, like, we're promoting this thing. Ooh, child. I'd be so lazy promoting this podcast. Like, there's so many more times I should probably be posting a week to remind people to listen to it so we can have people actually engage in topics and shit with us. But, I'd be...
lazy.
Not only do I be blanking out my words, but I'd be talking.
The many jokes you've been having are concerning.
To, like... I know, girl. It's the alcohol.
We were drinking this episode?
No.
I wasn't either. Oh, you mean residual effects?
I'm just talking.
Yikes!
Yeah,
residual got you. Effects. I got what you're putting down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. There, so even more so.
We should probably talk about. We should talk
one day.
About
yep.
Someday.
Uh-huh. Exactly. But we're gonna.
we're gonna move on right now.
The alcoholic tea moment.
But yeah, like. Yeah, I just sometimes be like, damn, I'm not doing enough to make sure mm-hmm. people listen to this episode. And it's hard because of, you know, like I see other podcasts be posting like 3-4 times a week. And it's like, dang, I should probably be doing that. But girl, who has the fucking time?
But that's a good thing. That's not a good me. Thing because you actually are engaged in real life. I mean, yes, like, you know, if it's your yes. art, sure. But, like, get into it for the right reasons. Put the energy into it for the right reasons. If it's just because you know, if you want people to listen because you want people to hear your stuff because you enjoy making stuff, that's one thing. Versus, like, oh, I just want to make money or whatever. You know what I mean? It's hard to differentiate between on social media who actually just, like, I enjoy just making content versus, well, not super hard. I can tell fairly easily versus like I'm just doing this for clout.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's pretty easy at this point to tell who's doing this for clout and who actually just enjoys doing
what
they do.
Yeah, I just thought about it. I was like, no.
I think we're in the category if we just enjoy doing what we do, which is why we take 4 months, 2 year, and 4 months hiatus between us.
We just go however we want to go.
We're the Beyonce of the podcast game. Said it once, I said it twice. Next time it
so
won't
nice.
Be. There we go.
I always will. It's Beyonce. That being said, though.
That's Beyonce? That wasn't Beyonce.
Yep, that's Jasmine Sullivan.
That's Jasmine Sullivan.
Okay. I was distracted. I'll say that. So everybody shut up. I was distracted with something else. But, you know, it's interesting that you note that there are some positives to social media, which is these challenges, like the Busted Challenge. I mean, it's not actually positive at all, but it's fun.
Are they really positive? I was going to say, I was like, I mean, not the Busted Challenge, it's not negative because girls are twerking. Twerk, honey. I love to watch it. I love to watch it. I actually like the Busted Challenge better than the Big Bank Challenge.
The Big Bank Challenge?
So, the gays girl, they had to start competing with the girls. So they take this song called Big Bank and they turn around and shake their ass a little bit. I don't like it.
Okay. It's damn. Lame. Okay.
So, I mean, but I don't really think challenges are a nice escape. They're a positive escape of social media. I wouldn't say they're necessarily positive, but they're a positive escape when you're using social media.
Yeah.
Most of them.
And I think like.
Because I'm pretty sure there used to be like challenges though, where it was like walk into a stranger and punch them in the face.
No,
that's
not
positive.
Cute. Or, you know, cinnamon challenge.
Yeah, I never did.
No,
that
I don't think. I hopefully didn't know anybody who did. I think that was out of our age range. Yeah. So I mean, it's like.
Or the tie pie challenge. That was definitely out of our age range.
But yeah, I think there's like a few things with social media.
There goes challenges.
There goes the topic of challenges. But I think it made an interesting point. Like, if you had like, I think it's something I'm going to try to remember. Like when I start to see stuff, like, damn, why can't I look like that? Or because, I mean, I was reading a BuzzFeed article about black girls being advertised this weight gain product called Apetamine or Apetamine, guys. I can't pronounce it well. But weight gain medication that I saw on YouTube before all this, actually, because, you know, if you haven't seen me before, hopefully if I don't know you, you don't see me because that's terrifying. But I just realized that'd be terrifying. But I am like of a slender build, and I've always wanted to gain weight and be like super curvy, have a big butt, all of that, small hips, all that type, no, wide hips, small waist, all that sort of stuff. And so one of my goals would always been to gain weight because, you know, that's the black aesthetic, to be curvy. And so for a lot of black women out there who want that and they want to gain weight without like really exercising or being, you know, super make it an easy way to do it, there's this like supplement that you take called the Apetamine or whatever, and like people are gaining like 30 pounds in like 2-3 weeks, and like a butt magically appears. But apparently there's a lot. Yes, yes. See, I'm... So the BuzzFeed article was talking about, and like they were giving a lot of before and after pictures, and I mean, everybody looked thick. Like they went from a board to like an S. It was beautiful. But they were all suffering from like really not fun side effects. And I was like, social media, because people are seeing that and they're engaging in all these like dangerous lifestyles and supplements and medications and BBLs and all that just to achieve this aesthetic. And it's like, for what? Yeah, so I had this whole rant, guys, and I know...
Keep going.
He wasn't listening. Like, I...
I am listening.
So for all the girls out there, the black girls, do not take that supplementation. I mean, if you do, like, you'll probably get really drowsy or whatever, but it has a lot of side effects. So if you want to get a butt, I mean, it is a way to do it, but I don't know if it's the healthiest way. So that's my little rant there.
I mean, the healthiest way is definitely just eating correctly for what you're trying to achieve and working out, which is why I now have a personal trainer. But, you know, after the personal trainer, this is me being a pessimist, so let me not say that.
That's fair.
After the personal trainer doesn't work out, I'm going to Dr. Miami. I'm like, give me the Megan model. I want the Megan. First things first, Denise.
Oh, my God.
First things first.
Denise. I mean, she is a... I don't like watching her sometimes. I'm like, I don't understand how God created you. And why didn't he share a little bit more with everyone else? But then after I think about it a little longer, I'm like, God just told me no. That's fair.
I mean, could you imagine what we would be like if we had the body that he gave Megan?
Not here on this podcast, that's for sure. We'd have a TV show.
Okay.
It'd be great. So, yeah, I mean, that's all. It was a random rambling after scrolling through Finstagram and wondering, what is social media all about and why is it the way it is? And now we know it's probably going to be a pervasive mental health problem in the next few years.
Oh, yeah. I just want to... So... Are we about to wrap up?
Do you have anything else you want to say?
Okay, well, let me just wrap up with this then. What my final thoughts are. So, Jonathan's final thoughts. Remember how Jerry Spring used to have Jerry's final thoughts?
Oh my God. This announcement voice that you did. Dead.
At least I didn't do the...
Yeah, we're good.
So, final thoughts on social media. One, people only post what they want you to see. Feel like I shouldn't have to say this in the year of our Lord 2021, but people only post what they want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
You aren't getting a glimpse into real people's lives. So even if you admire someone, even if someone inspires you, you can't fall in love with them just because of what they mm-hmm. post. Because you don't know what's going on behind mm-hmm. the scenes. Is very dangerous. You could be endangering your own physical and mental health trying to keep up with someone that you don't even know what they're doing. You don't know if they have assistance or help, or you know, just because it looks like they're doing it on their own because that's how they're posting it, portraying right. on social media. Remember that things aren't always what they seem, and it's especially that on social yeah. media.
And unfortunately, I know like it's hard because you know, you want attention and people are looking, they will praise those who look like, you know, what they see on the Instagrams and all that, but just know like it's all not real.
Oh, and I'm not just talking about physically inspiration and stuff. I'm also talking about like professionally and like, you know, like socially. Like I've just seen and know people that will see something on social media or read what someone posts and they'll adapt that as a life model. And I'm like, you must, again, they can be your inspiration. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with being inspired by someone. There's nothing wrong with aspiring to have what someone right. else has. But you have to go about it your own way. Most of the time, does that mean you probably have to work harder or change up the strategy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But you can't take what they post as your strategy yeah. guide, because it's not what they're posting is once again probably 9 times out of 10 only the happy parts of what they've gone through, or if they do post some of their low moments, it's probably not their lowest of low moments that they've gone through to get to where they're at. So once again, inspiration and aspiration, great, but it's not the model, it's not the guy. Let God guide.
All right. I like how you ended that.
And secondly, just last thing, I said it before and I'll say it again to bookmark the conversation for me, it's just not real. Just because someone has talked to you on social media before does not mean that they actually have interest in you. It just means, like, it doesn't mean a conversation that you've had with someone on social media is a conversation that you had with someone on social media. That is the only factual thing about it. Especially if it's someone you don't know in real life or you've never met before in real life, it is a conversation. You need to remember that it is a conversation, nothing more. It's not a reason to, like, think someone is interested in you. It's not a reason to, I don't want to use the word attack, but it's not a reason to come for or maybe, like, approach or, you know, if you see this person in real life and they don't acknowledge you, then that's when you especially need to remember that this was, did my legs just blink?
No, this is I would have hung up with
that, especially. I'm a bitch. So, but that's when you need to realize that it's especially just social media. It's just not real, and you can't live on Instagram, girl. Instagram Street ain't a place. Can you tell me how to get to Instagram Street? You can't.
Alrighty.
So, like, it's not a reason to be like approaching people or be in your feelings or feel a certain type of way because you saw this person in real life and they didn't acknowledge you or things didn't go the way you expected it to go because you created a situation in your head that doesn't really exist. Social media,
I feel like
this
stems from a place, but I don't know the place either, y'all. So we're gonna leave it and keep it cute. All right. Thanks for listening to this episode of Tea Ain't Always Sweet, where we talked about social media and the evils therein. It's been great.
It's been
So you can
sorry. That's what I was
supposed to pick up. I was like, and subscribe. You don't know the email.
Your thoughts. Yes, that's right. You can send us your thoughts and comments and everything to teaintalwayssweet@gmail.com. Speaking of social media, I guess because we have to do this to have a podcast in the year of our Lord 2021. Now. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Ain't Always Sweet. And I think I always say an and here, and there's really nothing else. So I'm going to train myself to not say and.
I think we're good. We can just leave it at that, guys. All right. We'll see you for the next episode.
Engage with us on social media, even though we just
come be
shit about
mentally
it.
Ill with us.
Woo!
Bye.
Bye.